You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. We wanted to talk a little bit more about healthcare and some other economic issues. Plus, it's the weekend, so let's have brunch. So we're here having some brunch at the Cornerstone Tavern on 2nd Avenue in New York City, and I've got with me Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. And Ben Walsh from Reuters. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So I want to start with healthcare. We had a reporter talking about some of the Affordable Care Act stuff, and Ben, I know you've been thinking about kind of how healthcare fits into our economy and really what happens with the Affordable Care Act, how that impacts kind of where our economy goes from here.
Yeah, so the Affordable Care Act and all the legal decisions around it are obviously massive politically, but economically, healthcare is a huge part of America. It's 18% of our gross domestic product, and then because in the U.S., your healthcare is tied to your job, it affects a much larger portion of the economy. And so how the government can regulate that is going to really impact how Americans work, where they work, and how they decide to carry out their lives, which has huge economic impacts.
And these are kind of these moments where policy writ large really does intersect with how you live your life, how you get up and go to work. Lynette, you, I know, have been thinking about the idea of sort of policy decisions and how we see them play out. And that's one where I think we feel it.
Americans have a very interesting idea of what exactly public good is and what the government should take care of and what the government shouldn't take care of. And that's really the battlefield that we're fighting on right now. Americans that can't be healthy and can't work are always going to be on the lower end of society. If we want to pull all Americans up, we have to make sure that they have access to the way they can be physically strongest and get to work and be participating members of this economy.
This is an interesting question, though, this inequality question. This idea of inequality within the United States, obviously this has been a very big issue, both politically, economically. And there is a fascinating op-ed that was written this week about inequality in the U.S. and then inequality overall. Ben, I want you to sketch it out for me. This comes from Tyler Cowen. Tell us who he is and why this matters.
Sure. So he is an economics professor at George Mason University, and he wrote an op-ed that, as you mentioned, talked about global inequality. And it's based on research done by Branko Milanović, who's at the World Bank, and
who's also a really good tweeter.
He's excellent on Twitter. If you like soccer, or as the rest of the world calls it, football, he's actually a great combination.
Says the guy who went to the World Cup.
That's right. And so what this research shows is that basically, well, we all know that the American middle class has been for the last 20 years or so not experiencing the same economic income gains that upper-class Americans have. It basically puts that into a global perspective and says, well, actually, the global middle class has been seeing really big gains in incomes over the last 20 or 30 years. The problem with that is that if you put the American middle class onto the global spectrum, they're actually the upper class of the world.
So it's a sort of we lose, if you're thinking about the U.S., everybody else gains. That's a hard thing, I think, for Americans maybe to wrap their heads around.
It is a hard thing for Americans to wrap their heads around, because what we can do as Americans getting frustrated about the international global economy and what that's doing, it's almost a useless thought. We can only make ourselves as awesome as we can possibly be.
But at the same time, it's sort of like, well, do we need to be thinking about America first, or should we be thinking about if a global economy where we're thinking about overall harmony?
Right, and that's really Cowen's point, is he says, you know, there's been a huge focus on inequality within the developed world, and he's trying to broaden the perspective and say, well, shouldn't we actually care and laud the fact that over the last 20 years there's been huge global growth in the middle class? It just hasn't been in the specific countries that have those ideals. And so the counterpoint to that, which is really...
Lynette's shaking her head, though, man.
Really, really smart point, though, which I sympathize a lot with, made by Ryan Avent in The Economist, was voters in developed economies aren't going to be content with essentially running their economies as a charity project for people in other countries.
That's exactly my point. I think that, you know, as Americans, and it's really cute for a professor to say, you know, the middle class of America should be thanking their lucky stars that they live here and compare themselves to the developing world where people are finally getting running water. Fine. That's true. But in America, everything is relative. And if people can't feed their families, even though they have a television in their living room, they still can't feed their families.
I'm going to shift us to a lighter topic. Lynette, you wrote some rules.
I did. I had
to. For gentlemen dressing themselves.
Or rather,
things they should take out of their closet and burn.
You should not, as an adult, be wearing graphic tees. You should not, as an adult, be wearing sunglasses that make you look like RoboCop. You should not have cut-off sleeveless shirts that you wear around in the street.
You to know our producer's over there checking on his shirt.
Sleeves are not cut.
Well, it's got a pattern. Is that a Chicago Blackhawks t-shirt? What do we got in there?
Yeah, it looks like Blackhawks.
That's okay. I'll give you sports.
All right,
I'll give
sports.
You sports.
Sports.
I do not abide.
Just don't wear actual replica jerseys. That's bad.
I do not abide khaki cargo shorts or cargo shorts of any kind.
Current serving military members are allowed to wear cargo pants in the field of battle.
It better be a life or death situation. Right. And so
they need cargo.
Need cargo.
Unless you have every single one of those pockets stuffed, I see no reason. Swim trunks that go down past your knees, gentlemen, you look like you're drowning in them.
It's again the Jack Johnson problem.
Awful.
I await the listener letters we are going to get about your fashion tips.
Oh, the comments that I've received are just unreal.
Lynette Lopez, Ben Walsh, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.